Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets rebounded as President Trump moved to reassure investors that a trade deal with China will still be negotiated. Dow was up 207 points or 0.8%, broader S&P rising 0.8% also, and the Nasdaq outperforming with a 1.1% rise. In US corporate earnings, Ralph Lauren fell 3.7% despite posting first quarter sales and profits that topped Wall Street estimates and lifting its dividend by 10%. Alibaba and Tencent post quarterly earnings tonight Australian time. In US economic data, the National Federation of Business Small Business Optimum Index rose to a four-month high in April, up 1.7 points to 103.5. Retail sales data for April is released tonight, along with industrial production figures for April and business inventories data for March and the National Association of Home Builders Housing Market Index for May. European markets also rebounded amid hopes that the US-China trade negotiations haven't completely broken down. Germany's DAX gained 1%, Volkswagen rose 0.8% after the company presented plans for an IPO offering of its truck division. Allianz rose 1.8% after the insurer posted a small rise in net profit in the first quarter from a year earlier, marginally ahead of consensus expectations and confirming its targets for the full year. ThyssenKrupp fell 3% after posting a second quarter loss, citing Germany's economic slowdown, especially in the automotive sector. Bayer was down 2% after a Californian jury awarded US $2 billion in punitive damages to a couple who claimed the company's Roundup weed killer caused their cancer. It was the largest US jury verdict to date in litigation over the chemical. France's CAC rose 1.5%. In economic data, Eurozone industrial production fell in March for a second straight month as output declined in France and Italy, but recovered in the bloc's largest economy, Germany. Eurozone industrial production dropped 0.3% month on month. First quarter GDP numbers for the Eurozone and Germany are released tonight Australian time. London's FTSE was up just over 1%, however Vodafone fell 3.8% after confirming rumours circulating in the press and cutting their dividend 40% to fund building out a super-fast 5G network and as the company closes in on an €18.4 billion deal to acquire Liberty Global's German and Eastern European cable assets. Base metals rebounded across the board, copper adding 0.5% to $2.73 a pound. Elsewhere, aluminium was up 1.9%, nickel up 1.3%, and zinc up 0.8%. Traders' attention turns to China retail sales, industrial production, and fixed asset investment figures for April that are released later today. Marked falls across the major spot iron ore grades, with the benchmark contract falling $1.76 or 1.8% to $94.34 a metric tonne. Gold futures eased $5.50 to $1,296.30 an ounce after climbing above US$1,300 an ounce for the first time since the 10th of April in the previous session. Oil prices rallied following reports of a drone attack at oil pumping stations in Saudi Arabia. WTI settled 74 cents or 1.2% higher at $61.78 a barrel, Brent gaining $1.01 to $71.24 a barrel. Saudi Energy Minister Khalid Al-Falah described the attacks carried out with the bomb-laden drones on two oil pumping stations near Riyadh as an act of terrorism. After the markets closed, the American Petroleum Institute released their latest inventory data and recorded an 8.6 million barrel increase in US crude stockpiles for the week ended 10th of May. This saw oil prices fall in electronic trading. Official inventory data from the Energy Information Administration will be released tomorrow morning Australian time. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 1.6 basis points to 2.42% after touching a six-week low and briefly dipping below 2.4% on Monday. And the Australian dollar is little changed, buying 69.44 US cents. Westpac's Consumer Confidence Survey for May, along with first quarter wage price index data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, are on the local economic calendar today, along with China's activity data.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.